How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. It is indeed a very happy morning here in Lincoln, Nebraska. What a sports weekend it was, including yesterday. The Miami Dolphins got the win against the Patriots. That was big for the city of Lincoln as well. Don't forget that.
It was.
Not just me. That's for Lincoln. That was for the whole state.
Most people I talked to were more excited about the Dolphins win than they were about anything to do with Nebraska.
I heard the same thing, Bill.
Same thing.
But yes, we will get into the epic weekend it was for what a wonderful, yeah. I got Nebraska on top. I got Dolphins on bottom. I'm representing today. I have to represent.
So you have a cap on.
It's a cap. It says Nebraska. Yeah. And the Dolphins pull over.
The good one.
Yeah, you like this one.
That's a good one. Had to bring out the good one today.
Yeah, that's your best one.
Thank you.
That is your best one.
That one looks pretty normal, actually.
They've won three straight. You got to find the good one at that.
Three straight.
That's right.
They're in the playoff.
They're playing some ball right now. Watch out for the Finns. Watch out for the Finns.
What'd they do yesterday?
They beat the Patriots 34-15. It should have been about 48-0, but they got sloppy in the fourth quarter. And whatever. Won by 19. A win's a win. Blowout's a blowout.
Good rebound, right?
It's a good Patriots team.
Hey, the Patriots almost beat the Rams the previous week. They had just beaten a decent team the week before that. Give us some credit.
Aren't they 2-6?
They're 3-8 now.
Three and eight. Good win.
Good win.
Thank you.
Tua's delivering.
Yeah. He's had a really good last three or four weeks.
That's good.
So we'll get to that tomorrow. Don't worry. This is about
winners
Nebraska
and losers.
Today.
You're doing winners and losers today?
No, that's winners and losers. That's a Tuesday thing.
What time's mailbag today?
Roll call.
No mailbag today. By the way, quick thing. Thanks to young Ben for helping out on Friday. I was very ill Friday morning. That sucked. That was terrible. That was not fun. I was going through hell Friday morning. I'm very happy to be back in the studio today because that was horrible.
We got the text message early.
It was horrible.
Jake was down.
About 5:20, I said, guys, I tried, and then it just was not going to happen.
How are you feeling?
What's that?
Are you over it?
I don't know. I got something going still.
That's okay.
But it's not contagious. I don't have any.
Contagion?
It's not COVID-19.
His?
It's not the coronavirus. remember it was the coronavirus?
Changed names a couple times.
Changed names. Yes. Change names. There's quite a situation going on.
What?
Jake's been asked to step away on Fridays from now on. Young Ben has been dubbed as the curse breaker.
He's been dubbed as the curse breaker.
And if we could reach out to Keith Mann, we got to get Keith Mann to try to get Ben over to see Rule, if at all possible.
He wants to see Rule.
Just so Rule can tell him everything. Thanks. Yes. Anyway,
so Rule can tell him thanks.
Ben, thanks. So Ben has
become a good idea.
Ben's become quite the hero in the last whatever 36, 48 hours, whatever it's been. And Jake's been asked kindly to step away.
Just for Fridays.
Just Fridays only.
Game day only. Game day eve only.
So we have Ben.
Yes.
We got to shuttle Ben over to Rule.
Yes, we got to shuttle him over. Rule can say thank you. So he can say thank you.
All right.
Ben, do you want to meet with Holgorsen too? Just let us know.
He's eager to meet you.
Yes.
He heard you were the good luck charm.
How about that, though? Ben reverses the curse.
Look at the little guy over there.
Look at the little guy. I thought it was young Ben. Now he's the little guy.
Yeah, that's a shot now.
That's just young Ben.
We've never called him a jockey or anything like that before.
Me and Ben are approximately the same size, so I can say it.
Matter of fact, we're going to go back to back when we get out of here. We're going to see who is taller.
Okay.
We're going to see who.
Ben
with the hair has got to be a have a chance.
Yeah, because I don't have one.
The YouTube stream is all about young Ben now. It says, bald booktuber says, Ben is both the hero we needed and the one we deserve.
Yes, he is.
Breaking the curse.
Ben has fallen, just fell ass backwards into just being world famous.
He is.
He just all of a sudden woke up. Jake was sick. And next
it's
thing you
bass
know.
Bass Ackwards.
What's that?
Yeah, Bass Ackwards.
Yeah, I like doing it my way.
He likes doing it the way it should be.
Yes.
Marcus says, thanks for releasing the curse, Jake. I missed you, but I'll take young Ben for a bowl game. All right. I won't. I won't do the Friday before the game. It's fine. It's okay. Young Ben, you can take duty for, you know, for the game day. It's fine.
That'd be great to see over. Jake back in the producer room.
No, I just won't
I'm worried
no,
about
I won't
Jake.
Be here. I will not be in the building. That's the thing. I can't be in the building.
This, you're home free this time because the eve of the game is Thanksgiving.
That's true.
The next game. So you're off. And then, so the day of the game is fine for
you.
Which, so you'll be back on.
But it's good. I will not be in the building. I'll be in Wisconsin doing the show. So I think that's good luck for Nebraska.
Very confusing.
So this could be good luck. I will not be sitting here on Friday morning.
Okay.
But I will be on the show from afar.
The only person who's going to be here is me because you're gone too.
Yeah, I'm gone. This will be weird. Yes. Let's not talk about it right now.
No, this is a happy day.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of social media activity about Ben.
Yeah, he's trending.
He is trending. He's trending up for big time.
Or how's it? What's it up? They said, it's went viral. That's when it kills me. It went viral.
Yeah, you're viral right now, Ben.
Ben's viral.
That's very good.
That makes me ache.
Why?
Just the whole comments of it. This video went viral.
Right. I don't know what that means exactly.
Yeah, and it's just...
It used to mean something. Now it really doesn't. Because everything goes viral.
Everything's viral. Yeah. Everything.
There is no, it's sensational. It's got 5,000 views. That's small now on social media.
Okay. That's what I wondered.
It means much less now.
Is there a number attached to viral?
At least 100,000, I would say.
Okay.
Like likes or retweets, something like that. Not views.
Makes you hurt.
Yeah, makes me.
It went viral.
It went viral. Anyway, but Ben is trending.
Good
Ben
job, is trending. Ben.
Young Ben, small Ben.
Apparently,
trending.
Today it's small Ben.
Small Ben.
I shouldn't have said that. There wasn't any insensitivity.
He's not
a big guy. I mean, neither am I.
No, he's very fit.
Yeah, he's fit.
There's a lot of fitness.
He's got great hair too.
Great hair
he's
also.
He's very fit. He's getting good grades. And I talked to his professor again on Friday night. I talked to him again Friday night, and he mentioned that Ben is just taking off in the class.
Crushing it.
He kind of owns the class. There are several times where Ben has been asked to stand up and speak and just give his take.
And he does? Does he do it?
Yes, he gives his take on the 1-3-1 defense.
He's whipping through takes at 5:58 today.
This morning. Oh, no, when I walked in early this morning, it was on from the start.
Yeah, he's full of them today. Yeah.
That fundraiser for No Shave Nebraska was incredible.
What was it called?
600 people, the money we raised for families in need for cancer benefits was incredible.
That was Friday night. Yeah,
Brent Wickman was the one who in charge of it with the entire crew. It was absolutely incredible. We parked in the cornfield.
You did?
Yeah, we parked in the cornfields.
You did?
Yeah.
With the truck, though.
But the shed that we were in, I call it a shed, there were 600 some people in there. And it was the food, drinks.
Warmth.
The warmth, it was incredible.
Was it warm?
Yes, it was. Thank you.
I did intend to go to that, but I was
Jake
ill.
Was going to go.
I was going to go to that.
I had to take over.
I didn't really want to get people sick because I was still ill at that point.
Oh, yeah, you were.
So I did not go.
And it just happened.
I let you down.
When the Creighton Nebraska game was on TV.
I watched that with a blanket because I had the chills.
With a blanket.
I had the chills during that game.
Blanket.
Jake texted me in the first, 5 minutes into the game because I couldn't see anything.
What did he say, Bill?
He texted me and goes, Nebraska's going to win this game. Which
early
was shocking
on.
To me.
I
know. Jake had
I was positive.
Any sort of positivity. Yes.
You do a lot of texting during games.
Just yesterday, I was excited. Not during the football game.
During
that
the
much.
Basketball game, though.
Well, I was excited.
Yeah.
I was sitting on my couch.
I didn't know what was going on. I was at this event, and so Jake was the one who was.
When Nebraska beats the crap out of Creighton, I'm going to text you guys.
I understand.
You're going to deal with that. That's not going to. I'll never stop that. That will always happen.
Okay.
You play them once a year.
Jake's trending.
You typically lose, and you won this one by 11 points. You were up by 18 points at one point in the game. It was delightful.
Final was.
Was there anybody that played well for Nebraska?
Oh yeah, Jawan Gary played well.
Did he?
Bryce Williams played well.
Season.
Connor Asician.
I'm sorry. Say that name again.
Oh, the name you're going for is Connor Asician, who me and Sip and Ben were yelled at by a certain young swim. Bad take.
Swim wanted, saying
he should start going forward.
Swim wanted him to transfer back.
To Wisconsin.
And Jake pushed back. So did Sip.
So did Ben.
Like that. And then now it's all kind of come full circle. I talked
to Swim Saturday. He says, I still stand by the take. I'm like, well, you're an idiot then. You're just dumb.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Okay.
He stood by the take. I'm like, I can't help you then. I cannot help you if you're going to be blind to success. That's your own fault.
How did it work out? Now we're on basketball. How did Colt Brenner only have one field goal attempt? Is that right?
It was amazing defense.
One field goal attempt.
It's ridiculous.
There was a game before. It wasn't like 22 for 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first game of the 28
season. 28 points.
I would want to.
25 points a game.
25.8 points
a game.
Yeah,
25.8.
So that's Fred. Just so you know, that is coaching.
Oh, I think that it's on the other side, too.
Oh, the players, yes. But I'm just telling you.
No, I'm saying McDermott. If I'm McDermott, yeah. I mean, I love McDermott. Yeah. I think he's a great coach. He's done a marvelous job. But don't you go to him and say, hey, you're 7 foot one. I don't care if they got four guys on you. All right.
This is a preseason All-American.
I wonder defensively if anybody ever tried to do anything to Wilt.
I wonder if they ever tried to do anything. And he was still averaging 50.
Right. You know, because you played basketball in Pender.
Yeah.
They front and backed him. They put a guy in front of him, a guy in back.
I know what it feels like. No, you don't. Oh, yeah, just coming out of the... just coming out after...
You are 5'11". Are you 6 foot?
6 foot. Coming out to the center circle. Two guys are like going, we got you. I know. Same thing every game.
You were double teamed from the opening tip.
Keep the ball out of his hands.
Anywho,
we'll get to more basketball as the show goes on. But what a wonderful weekend it was. Nebraska beats Creighton 74-63. And that was just the start of what was a great weekend. Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Renew. Please call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com and do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tinting, spray, and bedliners, and more. And by the way, one thing on David real quick from Renew.
Yes.
He's had two weddings this fall, the Colorado game and the Wisconsin game. The two biggest games Nebraska had. David has had weddings. He has been, his daughter and his son got married.
And son's pretty important.
It's important. Ben Sorensen from Canby, Oregon, was a long-term breaker, chimes in all the time, was apparently a groomsman in the wedding on Saturday and was told to tell us hello and hashole.
He was a groomsman in David's wedding?
For his son's wedding,
Wow.
How about that? So the two biggest weekends of Nebraska's year. David's also a good luck charm. He's had weddings. We need weddings for every big game going forward, David. Going
on. I would say this, out at that event, to hit on that again, the number of breakers that were out there.
There's the number of times
that I got, hut.
Do you think they actually listen, or are they just being nice to us?
I think they're just being nice. I really do. They know who we are in some fashion. But it was very kind.
That is nice. Seriously.
Yes. And now to the main act. We're Nebraska football. For the first time since 2016, Nebraska football is going to a bowl game. They end a 10-game skid to the Badgers, which dates back to 2012. Again, no bowl games since 2016. Nebraska routes the Badgers 44-25. It was offensive excellency by Nebraska. Is that a word, excellency?
Yeah.
Excellency a word?
It was symphonic. Yeah. It was symphonic.
Nebraska nearly 500 yards of offense for Nebraska in this game. And the Huskers roll the Badgers.
What was it?
44-25. How sweet it is in Lincoln, Nebraska. It was a beautiful day, and Nebraska delivered on the field.
Yeah, biggest takeaway was the 44 points. And I know, listen, I get it. You can do this all the time. Could have easily been 50 or more. That pass to Nayor that went through his hands. Yep. A gorgeous pass that Dylan threw. So, yeah, they got 473 yards. Nobody, come on, tell me anybody in America picked Nebraska to score 44.
No,
that wouldn't be. That wouldn't be.
I picked them to win, but.
I had them winning also. Obviously, thought just going from a coach's perspective, what you saw in film. But the biggest thing we talked about before the game was what? Who was going to show up?
Yep.
Yeah. And it was a way better coaching job by Nebraska than it was by Wisconsin. I don't know if they're that big of a difference talent wise or not, but they got outplayed and outcoached. The better team showed up, and the better team played much better also. They did a tremendous job.
This is a team in Wisconsin whose defense, again, has not been great this year, but they came off giving up Oregon 16 points to Oregon. Number one team in the country, they lost to by three on their home field. So they had played great defense the week before, and they just got pounded the whole game by Nebraska's offense. Well, they could not stop Nebraska.
Yeah, remember there was a conversation. Like, why are they the 88th rate defense versus the rush? Well, that 88th defense showed up. They showed up. And after watching, it's like, okay, I see it.
And yeah, they're not as good as they usually are.
And then you go back to, again, where Nebraska hit at the right time, having their team ready to play, because Wisconsin mentioned it. When they had the tough game against Penn State, they went to Iowa and gave up 42. Mm-hmm. That's what they looked like again in this game.
Yeah, they gave up 42. But
that's more credit to Nebraska than it is to Wisconsin.
Yeah. I mean, 473 and 44 points is – they look good running the ball. Emmett Johnson – I mean, I thought on offense it was the – Emmett Johnson really looked good and Dylan looked good. Jake, by the way, in the pregame, predicted his player of the game to be Emmett Johnson.
Pretty proud of that.
Yeah,
I did say 20-16 final score, so I was way off on that.
What was the halftime score? Did you get the halftime score right?
It was 21-10 Nebraska. 24-10 at halftime. By the way, that's when I think if you're a Nebraska fan, you thought this game was going to go your way. It's 14-10 with 20 seconds to go, and then you have touchdown to Banks. Beautiful throw, beautiful catch back at the end zone, makes it 21-10.
Got his foot down,
and then instead of kneeling the ball, Wisconsin tries to, they run the play and they fumble the ball.
That's how we walk.
The first play, the drive, Nebraska gets 11 yards on one play, and then they kick a field goal from 37 yards by John Holt to all of a sudden be up 24-10 just like that at halftime. And then, okay, the stadium is kind of saying, all right, this might be our day. This might be the day the streak ends, the way that first half ended. And they built on that in the second half.
Yeah,
it didn't look close from again, I'm going to be 100% honest, didn't watch a ton of the second half. There's other games on, and it was such a beatdown. Mm-hmm. I was kind of flipping back and forth between some other games. But when you were watching the first half, you didn't remotely think that something just completely dramatic would have to have happened for Nebraska to fail, because it was pretty dominant. Now, if Wisconsin makes their two field goals, it might be a little bit different into halftime. Maybe that's a giant coaching error, though, to not take a knee. It's just, you're not going to hand the ball. You're not going to pop a run for like that. Just go to halftime. It's a giant coaching.
Nine seconds left.
Yeah, great. That's what there was.
When he fumbled, there was 9 seconds left.
Then Nebraska ran a quick play for like 11 yards and then kicked the field goal.
There was 22 seconds.
Yeah, that's bad coaching.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like just take a knee and just go in. You're not going anywhere. It's where you're at right now.
And then John Hole is bears mentioning.
He hit
a 37-yard field goal. And then he hit a 45-yarder out of the locker room at halftime to extend the lead to 27-10.
His kicks look good right now. He's just bombing them down the middle.
He drives it.
It looked good.
He looks really good. Kick.
Yeah, Hole's leg strength is not an issue.
No, it's a whole like that. The entire special teams has been much improved. It's a great job by Foley.
Little leaky on kickoff coverage.
How about the start of the game? Ja'Cory Barnett had a long kickoff to begin the game to about midfield.
Yeah.
Off the bat.
They were a little leaky on kickoff coverage. That was it. Everything else was fine. Fine to very good. Buscini's having a year.
He had a great day. Yeah. He had a great game.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the open practice?
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Okay, let's go back to the open. Remember that one, Jake? I'm just gonna, a lot of low punts, not look good like that. And remember, if you remember the statement on air here, I'm just going to go help pat myself on the back. The last thing you have to worry about is Buscini.
Buscini.
That's the last thing you have to worry about is Brian Buscini. He's really, really good. He's an NFL punter.
He's had a great season.
Yeah. He has had a great season.
He's back.
Brian Buscini.
Buscini.
He only punted two times. That's because Nebraska scored 44 points. Only punted twice. And
pinned him at the 3-yard line.
That was a great punt. That was awesome.
That's when people were chanting boom.
Yep. Yeah. Rightfully so.
They did a good job defending the run, Wisconsin's run game, which is not as good as it usually is. But Braden Locke got kind of, he got on a heater a little bit. Locke, if you want to have some things going,
if you want to nitpick a 19 point win. Yeah, Braden Locke looked pretty good.
He did.
292 yards passing and 3 touchdowns, but they lost by 19.
Yeah, the secondary didn't. I mean, I guess I'm nitpicking at this point, but the Nebraska secondary didn't play well again.
No, it did not.
Because the one interception, I did click back for that one. Singleton made an interception
late,
but that ball went through the hands.
Right.
Kind of an inconsequential interception. Yeah, but it was a catchable ball, probably.
That was only Locke's interception. Now, he throws an interception no matter what every game. Yeah. I mean, and he got his interception.
Ten straight games, right?
He made sure he got that interception.
Ten consecutive games with the
pick. Wait a second, guys. I got to get this interception.
He had to be mad. He's like, he had to be mad at the receiver. It's like, dude, just catch the ball, and I don't have another interception. Just catch the ball.
Or, dude, thanks for doing that. I needed one.
I had to get to 10 straight. It's a ritual here. Come on, man.
So, yeah, the curses. You know what was – I don't know why things strike me. The Nebraska players hoisting the Freedom Trophy was very striking to me. It was nice to see. Like, they're hoisting a trophy.
Did they know there was a trophy before the game?
They did.
The game?
Yeah. They did. Rule forgot.
I forgot, too.
Yeah, there's a big, nice Freedom Trophy. It's a nice trophy.
Yeah. I've been lucky enough to win it.
Yeah, you have. So yes.
You've hoisted it before.
I have pictures of myself with it, yes.
See, there you go. It's nice. I like the Big Ten. I don't love the Big Ten, but that's one of the reasons I do like it, is all those trophies.
There's a bunch of good ones.
Yeah. What's the Iowa one? Jake?
The Heroes Trophy.
Okay, thank you.
Nebraska, Iowa has one?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
You won that one, Bill.
I did. I know.
Yes, they have a Heroes
Trophy. Time out.
They have a Heroes
Trophy. They went to the sideline. They ran for that trophy.
It's a sizable trophy.
I'd like to have gotten a photo with that.
There is video of the game you won. They were running to that trophy. I remember seeing that.
Probably get one in retro. Like, you could do one. You could get one.
Well, I'd really appreciate then if Nebraska would win it back. So it's back in Lincoln.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a picture with it. I'd like to get a picture with
it.
We'll go over and take a picture. Well, we'll go over when Keith Mann brings Ben over.
Yeah.
To meet the staff. It might be a full staff meeting. Guys, this is young Ben. He changed it.
I thought one other time early in the first half when you thought, hey, this is going to be Nebraska's day. You know, so it's 7-0, great start. Then they gave up the touchdown. And you're like, okay, 7-7.
Yeah.
Then Nebraska fumbles. Uh-oh, here we go. But they miss. They make a 28-yard field goal. But was it delay of game or false start that caused them to have to kick?
Once again, it was a coaching error. They held their offense
on
the field too long.
Yes.
and it, like, well, they're gonna go for it, and they weren't gonna go for it. So they take the kicking team goes out there, and then the holder was unaware. But it usually all you do is
they were late getting out there, right?
They do is just say kick it. Instead, there was that's not your normal. When you're just kicking a field goal, it's on the holder to have it something. But I'm watching I remember watching going like, they're gonna get it.
Guys were saying in the press box.
So he drills the kick. It's delay of game, 5-yard penalty, and he pulls the next one left. And bad. So no points, 7-7. All right.
Bad.
Deep breath. Yeah. We're good. And then Nebraska goes down and scores. Makes it 14-7. And then, okay, never look back the rest of the game.
You know, not really. So Jake was on. Did you do the show Saturday, Jake?
I did the pregame show.
So I'm questioning the sickness a little bit.
Oh, I fought through that.
He was at the pregame. He was fine on Saturday.
Getting criticized by Jay Foreman for being here.
And listen to him now. He's ecstatic.
There's
no lingering going on here whatsoever. I'm questioning. I really am.
Well, must have been a bug.
I saw Jay Foreman. Yeah. He said, "Why are you here? You're getting this all infested." I said, "I feel better. I had to be here. You know, people needed me."
Yeah, I don't know.
Let off the show.
I don't know, Ben. Did they? I don't know.
I fought through it. It was a one day of hell. One day of hell.
So I hope it's a quick one. Like if we all get it, it's just whips through
day.
It.
Okay, one day. Just a one day of pain.
Okay, Dylan. Now you said Emmett Johnson would be the player of the game, and he read his numbers.
Emmett Johnson in the game was good rushing and receiving. Rushing the ball, he had 16 carries for 113 yards, an average of 7.1 yards per carry.
Yeah, he's
receiving
good.
Six for six, he caught all six targets for 85 yards along a 27, went down to the 3 or 5 yard line.
You could also make a case that my pick for player of the game, Dylan Raiola, was the player of the game.
You went out on a limb there, didn't you?
Yeah,
you really went out on a limb with Raiola.
Yeah,
versus Pete. Well,
as far as takes, Jake wins.
He had been struggling a little bit.
But he is
the quarterback.
He's the quarterback. I'm going to go with Jake on this.
Okay, all right, that's fine. Dylan, though, 28 of, that's fine. 28 of 38, player of the game type numbers. Yes. 28-38.
Was there a player of the game actually chosen by TV?
We don't know. Ben.
Was there a player of the game?
Yeah. It was televised by BTN.
It was. No.
Yeah, so it was on BTN.
Okay, BTN, sorry.
Hey, Jake, 28 of 38, 293.
He was very good.
Thank you.
That's a guy, again, Dana Holgorsen gets a lot of credit for this.
Who is this Dana?
Dana Holgorsen is Nebraska's new OC as of 2 weeks ago. Goes to USC. They lose by 8, 28-20. This game, again, the offense just was clicking at all times. No sacks, no negative plays in the game.
Is that right?
For Nebraska football.
No sacks.
Confirm that.
I'll confirm it.
Wisconsin had 0 tackles for loss. Nebraska did not have a single negative play besides a penalty. That's it.
Yep. The offensive line was charged with just 4 QB hurries on 40 pass blocking opportunities. It's only penalty. The offensive line came when Micah Mazuka spiked the football after a touchdown. Barney was fabulous. Ja'Cory Barney. Did you mention him?
I did not yet.
Nine catches, 85 yards. And he rushed one time on a reverse for 11. He was good. They're obviously getting him. Well, those are his career best numbers, his season best numbers. He's just a freshman. It looks like Horgerson's trying to get Banks and Nayor more involved. Strangely, Fedoni played 3 snaps.
He had a false start.
That was it. He was gone.
He got yanked.
He played the first series, and then the second series he jumped, and that was it. He's gone.
He didn't play again.
No, did not play the rest of the game.
Kind of a sore, tough subject. Touchy. Borkature and Lindenmeyer played. Borkature played really well, by the way. He caught 2 passes for 29 yards. Obviously blocked well. You see a little different personnel now. They're playing Isaiah Garcia Castaneda at receiver now. So what I'm suggesting is Holgorsen came in and shuffled things up a little bit. A little more Emmett Johnson. The tight end situation is way different. Borkature's playing a lot of snaps.
And that went back to SC too also, right? Didn't he play 20
he did.
Something at that
yes,
game?
Yes, he did. He did. I'll see what he played.
He's a really good player.
Here's the snap count for the tight ends, guys. 49 for Borkature. 49. Mm. Lindenmeyer, 44. Fedoni, 3. So there's a change up there. I don't know exactly what's... We'll ask Rule about that today.
We will. But if you look at Raiola.
Dylan Raiola.
Him in Holgorsen's offense, it just looks beautiful. It's like, where has this been all year long? You ask yourself, why was this not happening earlier? We can't change the past. The past has happened. We're living now in the now, in the future. And you get excited about what that looks like for the Iowa game and next year if Holgorsen sticks around at Nebraska. Because that was a wonderful picture with Raiola. He just looked very comfortable only 2 weeks into that offense.
Yeah, coaching matters a lot. I mean, well, sometimes we do this thing where, well, it's about the Jimmys and Joes, which it is. But coaching matters. The guy next was, you saw the defense get better right away in 2022.
Right away.
Like a snap. And now you're seeing it with Holgorsen. He's been an offensive coordinator 6 years, all top 10 defenses. There's a reason. He knows what he's doing.
Absolutely.
Some guys just know what they're doing better than others.
Yeah, you get different eyes on some people. Also, he has a skill set to work with. I mean, he's got a talented quarterback. He's got a veteran offensive line. He's got some players that he had. It wasn't like the cupboard was completely bare. You never looked at it and go, well, we just don't have any players. It just didn't look good. It'd be the best way to describe it.
They definitely have a veteran offensive line, and the veteran offensive line's playing well.
Remember? Absolutely.
But it started playing well when Holgorsen took over.
Really?
They said he played a great game against USC. But the O-line played its best game of the season.
Yes, Jake, but it's not like they have been playing poorly all year.
They have not ran the ball worth a crap all year. And they ran the ball pretty well the last two games. It wasn't great. It wasn't awesome against USC, but it was better. Then it was awesome against Wisconsin.
Their run grades weren't that high, actually.
Yesterday?
Uh-uh. And Emma had like
36 carries for 180, an average of 5. I'll take that all day.
I'll tell you all that day. Emmett had Emmett Johnson, 87 of his 113 were after contact. So it wasn't, I mean, the run grades weren't that high. The pass grades were really high. 87.
Or the O-line.
Yeah. Jake looks like he just dumped water over his head. I've never seen the fandom in Jake. It's just incredible. I mean,
I'm here to celebrate today.
Right, I know.
Nebraska's going Poland, baby.
That's not even, hang on now.
I know. Jake, I didn't put the subject.
Maybe just let someone that's discovered sports this whole life talk about it. Because he's just talking about what actually happened, not just moods.
Okay, but I'd say this, though. Why was that happy with Emmett? Why did he get so many yards after contact?
He's running well.
Where was that the rest of the season? I'll ask that. Is that a fair question to ask regarding the offensive line? Just making sure it's fair. He talked about their whole lives.
He had a
Jake,
good game.
For someone who right now should just be a little back it up a little bit, Ben's the reason we turned this around. We got you out of the building, and also everything changed.
Just asking questions here.
Well, he ran really well. He did. There were holes against USC as well. But the offensive line's pass grades have been much higher than their run grades. That's all I'm telling you.
PFF.
But it's a good. The offensive line's playing well. It is. It's playing well. That
it's
helps.
Cohesive.
It's cohesive. They're a really good pass blocking unit. They are. So yeah, they have. Dylan had time.
But he's
and
also
receivers
the ball
got open.
Quick.
Well, receivers got open too. Yeah. And I think some of that's Holgorsen. Bill, they're running a lot more mesh routes.
Some mesh routes, were they?
Yeah, some more kind of crossers and slants. You see a little bit more. Not much going downfield again, though. Not way downfield. I have those numbers if you want. But they did. It wasn't like they're whipping it downfield. But more 10 to 20 yard passes, which helps. Not 20 and on. I think they had one.
Mm-hmm.
And then that one that would have been a touchdown went through Naor's hands, which was the best ball of the day, I thought. Were you still watching at that point? I don't know.
That was second half. I think he was checked
out. Was it second half?
I wasn't completely checked out, but I didn't see it. No.
Dylan threw a ball to Naor that was like Jared Goff.
Nice.
Oh.
Or
nice pass.
Yeah.
Let's go with Goff.
Okay. Yeah. It went through Naor. Now, Naor's, I mean, it would have been a sort of a tough catch. I'm not chastising Naor, who had a good game, but that ball was beautiful.
Did you figure out who the guy was that Holgorsen was talking about that had not played at all?
Yeah, I think that's Quinn Clark.
Did he play?
No. He's a freshman.
We got fooled by Dana.
He didn't. I don't think he's trying to fool anybody. Yeah. He said there would have to be a staff meeting to talk about it. Maybe they just decided, no, we don't need to play him. We don't need to play him in this game. Maybe you get him ready for the bowl. There'll be a lot of.
Well, he hasn't played at all, correct?
Right.
So they could have played him in this game fairly easily in the second half.
In the second half,
yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, in the game, because you're not losing your red shirt, so it doesn't affect anything.
Definitely could have played him in the second half. Yeah, could have.
We did have an IGC showing.
Right.
On Alfred. We didn't seen him except besides punt return all year.
Right.
He had a catch for 10 yards, nothing much, but still.
That's different,
though. It's a presence. Yeah. We hadn't seen him at all on offense.
Yeah, it's different. There's a few things that are a little different. I'll give you another one, Bill. Two back. You saw way more two back. Yeah. In fact, early in the game, they had Emmett Johnson and Dowdell. Okay. But they put Ja'Cory Barney in a two-back formation. Did you notice that, Jake? They were much more two-back.
It's just creative.
Right.
Some different looks we had not seen, and it was fun to see that.
Was Ramir cleared to play?
I don't know that.
Don't know that either.
Yeah, I don't know. He did not play.
I thought he was cleared to play, but I don't know if that... But maybe... I don't know if I ever heard a statement, but I just, for some reason, I thought he was cleared to play and just wondering why he didn't. But maybe he wasn't. I have no idea.
You saw...
And Gabe Irvin, did he play?
He did. He played had one carry for 2 yards.
He played a snap.
Yep.
One carry.
Harburg carried how many times, Jake?
6 times for 18 yards and a touchdown, the opening touchdown of the game.
A lot of Harburg. They ran mesh out of 3 different formations.
Thanks, Steve.
I'm getting some help here. Yeah. You're seeing a different sort of offense, not completely overhauled, but you saw his imprint on it. And I think Jake would say that it just looked much more fluid.
It was fluid.
Yeah.
Very fluid.
Much more, it made more sense to you.
How about 29 first downs for Nebraska, 473 yards, 6.4 yards per play?
Didn't see it coming. Would have thought, I predicted 24-20. I don't know that anybody, if you would have said 44, I would have said, wait a second. You can't predict 44.
That was more than what I would anticipate.
Yeah, 44.
Didn't see that happening.
Me and Steve both have them winning. There was 2 other people in the building here who didn't have them.
Who else is there?
But then,
I picked Nebraska to win.
Well, hang on now, Jake. Time out now.
I said 20-16, you told, Nebraska
but
on the airwaves.
How many times did you tell me before that they're going to lose both games and not go to a bowl game?
Well,
did you say that out loud?
I have, but on game day.
Yeah, you said that out loud. So did Ben. Tell me numerous times that they were losing both
when
games.
When it comes to the actual game, I changed my mind.
Yeah.
Because, Nebraska.
Okay.
I said Nebraska 20-16 on the airwaves.
On air.
The pregame show can validate that. Is it 20-16?
Yeah. It did. Yeah. He did. And he predicted Emmett would have a big game. Yeah. That was a good prediction.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And he probably was the player of the game. He ran really well. Jake, I can't explain why. He just looked good. His legs looked live.
He looked really good.
He looked determined. His legs looked live. Dante Dowdell's legs looked live. His stats.
10 carries, 41 yards, 3 touchdowns for Dante Dowdell. Yeah,
and he's really good inside the 5. I say it every week.
The hammer.
He's really good inside the 5. Wow. Watch him fling himself into the end zone. Yes.
Well, if you are starving for breakfast after a wonderful weekend for Nebraska football.
Oh, God, we are late.
Where should you go? I would say probably early bird.
The bird's the word.
19th and K, free parking, lots of parking, breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered.
Smothered.
Banana pancakes, blueberry pancakes, strawberry pancakes, and of course, the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Get there today, 19th and K in Lincoln. Also, locations in Omaha and Iowa. Early bird. Treat yourself to
the bird.
Nice breakfast, brunch, or lunch today. 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every single day. When we come back, time for Head Scratchers next on Early Break on the Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.